All right, this is Sunday morning, 3:27:22, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title is Satan Wants to Stop You. Satan wants to stop you. You might be saying today, Lord, what's going on? I have also myself been asking that question. It seems it's gotten more intense, you know, just the pressure and the time we're in, the battle we're in. Well, if you haven't noticed, we're in a spiritual battle. I want to share with you what the Lord said to me about this, and I hope it gives you hope and you won't struggle so much over what's happening to you. The first thing the Lord said to me is the enemy is trying to stop you. Well, that was encouraging to hear that there was nothing physically wrong, or maybe I was in disobedience or out of my love walk or out of self-control, you know, all those things we go through. You know the list we go through when we're under intense pressure, wanting to know what gives here, Lord, what's going on? We're trying to check every avenue, it's kind of like the woman that's lost a coin and she's sweeping the house. To find the lost coin, you're trying to find out. I remember Brother Hagin saying the Lord was speaking to him about an area that he was missing it in. He said, it was like when my wife lost her diamond in the grass. He said, I got down on my hands and knees and I looked through every blade of grass to find that diamond. He said, that's the way it is when we're seeking an answer from God, trying to find out, where am I missing it here? All right. Okay, I guess the sign of true maturity is just recognizing it for what it is and manning up. In other words, just realizing that we are in warfare and we are experiencing things that are unpleasant, but it doesn't mean that anything's wrong. It just means we're in warfare. And it's time to man up. We have to man up during those times and say, okay, we are getting to the place that we're maturing in the Lord that we don't have to go back and question. Because usually when you do something you know you weren't supposed to do, you usually know it immediately. It's not something you have to drag up. It's something that, you know, trying to get some help. It's just something that we experience these things in warfare. It's just all part of it. All right. The second thing the Lord said to me about this is that apostles and prophets, as well as intercessors, are a threat to the kingdom of darkness. This is because of the strategic warfare that they wage. This is 1 Timothy 1:18-19. It says, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. Now, I know Timothy, he was going through a lot of stuff during that time. People were being arrested and different things like that. And Paul was encouraging Timothy. He was young in the faith. All right, Timothy had hardness. He was having to endure hardness as a good first-class soldier of Jesus Christ. Nobody likes that. All right. Apostles and prophets provide vision and navigation. In other words, they get things prayed through and implemented for the kingdom of God. You think the devil's going to just lay down after what I read in the last teaching? No. They don't aim to stop till the minions are dead and he's in the pit. Just like Peter, Satan desired to sift him as wheat. We have a high priest that is interceding for us so we can keep standing our ground and taking new ground. Apostles and prophets are Satan's worst nightmare. Why? Because we don't sit on our duffs. We get things done. We get the vision and we speak it and implement it into place. We navigate. All right? If you think that there's not going to be any flack, well, it's a little naive to think that. Paul was having a hard time getting weary of it all, I'm sure. But he asked God about it, and this is what God said to him. 2 Corinthians. Twelve. Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Buffet there means to rap with the fist. Feel beat up? A messenger of Satan sent to beat him up or beat you up. I certainly identify with Paul. Many years ago, Danny had a word for me. It's probably the only word I don't have documented. It's basically was about suffering. That's all I remember about the word, about suffering. I think it was one of the first words he ever had for me, and I remember him thinking, man, what kind of ministry is this, or something like that. But anyway, the scripture I want to look at is Acts 9:16. For I will show him, talking about Paul here, how great things we must suffer for my name's sake. Right there, suffering means to experience a sensation or impression, usually painful. Peter had a little bit to say about this also in 1 Peter chapter 4. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Yeah, so what are we supposed to do? We're not fighting people, we're fighting demonics here. It's spiritual warfare. We're going to look at a couple of scriptures. Ephesians 6:12 is the first one. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. 2 Corinthians 10. Three through five. I'm on. Let me get. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. All right, we are Satan's biggest threat because we're pulling down his high places. He's been erecting his high places from the very beginning. Yeah. All the high places he's built for 6,000 years about to come down around his ears. Just keep standing, holding your ground, moving forward, and taking new ground. For one day soon, it will all be over, and we will be so glad that we stuck with it, because the best is yet to come. All right.